dropping knowledge bombs all over the state of Alabama.
Pew, 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 pew.
Truett News Radio, Truett News Radio. Listen to us on Truett News Radio.
Welcome to Truett News Radio. It's your weekly dose of gumption and positivity, for whatever that means. Now, here are your hosts, Tony Truett and Brock Murphy, probably the two coolest guys in the world, at least in their minds. Let it rip, fellas.
It's ripping. Hey, I know those two guys. That's us.
I'm excited to be here this morning, Brock.
I am too. It's cold.
Yeah, that the sting of the morning.
Anytime the temperature ends in teen, that's a problem.
Yeah. I was just asking you, man, you know, with the time you spent in Colorado growing up, if this impacts you at all, and the answer is yes.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we didn't walk around in the teens, for heaven's sakes, in Colorado, and we certainly didn't walk around in the teens with humidity, for heaven's sakes.
I think that makes the difference. I was just telling you, I got a friend that moved from Cincinnati down to Birmingham, and he was not long after he got here, he was talking about, man, I'm out there, you know, you can walk around at 30 in a sweatshirt and shorts, and you're fine. He's like, I come down here, and if it's 30, man, I mean, you're like frozen to the bone.
Well, I would argue about the shorts, but yeah, I remember walking around, you know, the campus at Colorado, it'd be 33 degrees. If you had you know, good sweatshirt on, you felt pretty good. You wouldn't be out in it all day long, but if you had to walk to class or something, you're fine. But yeah, the teens right now, and for our friends up in Huntsville, I'm sure it's even worse.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks everybody for listening to Truett News Radio this week. I'm Tony Truett, Truett Insurance and Bonding. If we can help you with your business coverage, we do a ton of that. I do a lot of the payment and performance and bid bonds for contractors. We'd love to work with you on that if you need some help. And we also do home and auto and the other stuff. So bring it to us.
Yeah, that's right. I'm Brock Murphy with Brock G. Murphy Law Firm. Love to help you out if you're a small business. Do a lot of transactional work. That means contracts. I look at contracts. I revise contracts. I draft contracts. Work a lot with small businesses, forming them, restructuring them, and do a lot of litigation as well. Love to help you out. But this is Truett News Radio.
Yeah, and check out TruettNewsRadio.com for all the past shows and guest interviews, because we've got a lot of that stuff back there. And we've had a lot of, I mean, we really have had a lot of good people on.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's been great, and you could probably find something. And our podcast numbers are going up, so people apparently are looking at it at Spotify and
please,
you know,
do that.
Amazon,
you know,
and all that.
Yeah, check us out. We are, like, you could go to Apple Podcasts and you can find Truett News Radio.
iHeartRadio.
Yeah, that's right. And by the way, we do interact. So if you reach out to us on Instagram messaging or Facebook messaging, we will write you back and let us know. I mean, if there's someone out there you think would be a good guest, if you think you'd be a good guest, if you think something would be an interesting story, we probably agree.
Hey, man, I had to run down to Flomaton, Alabama this week. Holiday and then the ice and all got the UPS schedule off, so I had to take some bonds down there so to make sure they had it in time for the bid. But I listened to a lot of country music going down the road, and I haven't listened in a while. Man, and it turns out those people like to drink. they sing about it, talk about it. Yeah. A lot of drinking going on.
Yeah, you hadn't said anything about mama, or trains, or trucks,
man,
or prison.
It was, what was the, I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. That was a pretty good one.
Oh, exit 69, Highway 113 to Flomaton and Century, right?
Yeah. Hey, man, I was also helping. Vince is learning. My son Vince is learning about the muscles, school. So he's had to quiz him the other day. And I think everybody would want to know this, that dorsiflexion, that's when you point your toe up towards your head, and plantar flexion is when you point your toe down.
Oh, sure.
So that's important stuff.
Yeah, most people know that, dorsiflexion and plantar flexion,
Yeah, it's a plantar flexion is the opposite.
Plantar flexion is the opposite
dorsiflexion.
Of dorsiflexion.
How about that? And everybody knows something.
Those are the two up and down movements of the foot.
Yeah. And my favorite thing of the week, we were just talking a little bit about it, but and probably everybody saw this. I just saw it last night. But Jim Carrey, one, it makes me clue back in. I'm getting older, but he had his 62nd birthday.
Oh, boy.
But they had like a dinner in L.A., and the picture was awesome.
Yeah.
I love seeing pictures of all these people doing stuff. But the room, they had, I don't know, 20 people there, and it was, you know, him, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Howie Mandel, Seth Green was in it, Craig Robinson, who's hysterical, was in it.
A bunch of funny people.
Oh, man. How much fun do you think that night was?
Right over in the corner booth at Applebee's.
Yeah, you know, just taking it in for sure. But 62 for him. And Susanna Hoffs, who I had a huge crush on, the Bengals lead singer, remember her?
Yeah, no.
65.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Good heavens. Hey, you know, you and I, we've been skiing before out in Breckenridge. And also Steamboat, for heaven's sakes. They're getting dumped on in Colorado, right? Just a couple weeks ago, they were lamenting that they didn't have much snow even over the Christmas season. They've gotten, for example, Arapahoe Basin went from about 22 inches of base to 52 inches of base is what they have. They've just been dumped on the last several days. But if you want to do skiing in the state of Alabama, No,
you can't, man. Cloudmont, they shut it down. They said got some family illness and hope they get over that. But the whole skiing experience is gone.
Yeah.
And I would love to go do that sometime. Cause,
yeah, for sure.
That place is, I mean, it's an institution around here. And if you've ever seen people doing it, it looks like a blast. But it is, I don't know if you really call it skiing or just thrill seeking, because everybody's pointed straight down the hill going, man.
Straight down the one slope.
Yeah, right. But anyway, wish them well. I got to get a Ski Alabama t-shirt at some point.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
What else is happening here, man?
Well, there's some rowing going on in this globe.
Tell them about that, man. They've been rowing and rowing. I didn't realize. I mean, this is seriously over a month of rowing for these people.
So the world's toughest row, we had Fight or Die on. They're a four-member United States team of veterans.
Yeah, ex-military.
Yeah, that's right. And they're in the four-man classification.
Raising money for veterans' issues, you know, mental health, all that.
Yeah, for sure. And they're about 340 miles out of Antigua. So they started in the Canary Islands. They'll end in Antigua. They call it a 3,000-mile row. If you look at what they've covered and what they have left, it looks like it's more like 2,750, 2,800, but my goodness, it's still an amazing feat. They're about 340 miles away. The three boats, I would say actually at this point, four boats are in. There was one called Team Marduk, and they were like 2 nautical miles at last check, so I'm sure they're in by now. So Audacious is a five-man team out of the UK. They won the whole thing, Tony, after 35 days, 4 hours at sea. France came in with Team Out of the Blue. They were number two, 36 days, 11 hours. Four Brothers, spelled F-O-A-R, right? They're a United States group. They came in third after 37 days and 10 hours. And then again, this Team Marduk just came in, I'm sure. Our guys, Fight or Die, they're about 340 miles out. They're estimated to come in on January 21st. But I was looking at this. This is interesting to me. One of the last boats, and bless their heart, and for heaven's sakes, what they've accomplished is still amazing. But it's called For Better or Worse, O-A-R, For Better or Worse. It's a British couple. They're just a pair, just the two of them, which I'm not sure about the logic behind that. I'm not sure if they thought that through. That may not have been the wisest thing. They still have over half of the race left.
They got another month or more.
They're over 1,400 miles out as just a couple. I think they got blown off course from some of the bad weather. I can't imagine that. I mean, if they come through and maintain approximately the same pace, it'll be about a 70-day row for them.
Yeah. Hey, I want to tell you about the worst thing I've heard this week. I just heard and saw, actually, is super producer John Bird, his window broke and is down.
Yeah.
So he's been riding around all week in 17 degrees with the window down.
And he's not taking the back roads.
He's enjoying the heater in there right now, I'm noticing. Right,
absolutely. He's sitting in front of it. It's like a fireplace.
That's terrible. Hey, this is great. Hiring stuff, all right? USA Basketball, if anybody wants to do this, they are looking for a youth and sport development coordinator to be based out in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But to oversee, apparently, that whole thing across the country. So if anybody has the background to do that, that would be a fun job to have.
Yeah, there's no question about
that. Beham Now is looking for a brand content manager. The Nashville Business Journal is looking for an account executive. If you want to head up to Nashville, maybe you can write some story. They got a lot of news
really
going
cool.
on up
yeah,
there.
For sure.
White Spunner Realty in Mobile, they need a controller. And Royal Cup here in Birmingham, they're looking for a marketing communications coordinator.
Speaking of basketball, and we were to start that off, Samford, the Bulldogs.
Man, show alum Bucky McMillan. I mean, I knew they were going to have a pretty good year. That guy has, I think, whatever future he wants to have in it. But
he started slow, but boom.
Yeah, well, they played Purdue right out of the game.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
They're
pretty good.
Yeah, so that's tough. But they've been doing nothing but basically winning since then. Have been reeling off win after win. And they played VMI, I can't remember
Saturday,
if that was last weekend.
Saturday,
Scored, I think it was 76 in the first half. I mean, they're and got 134. It's amazing.
Yeah, they beat WCU this week. They're 16-2, 5-0
in conference.
They're
playing today at the Pete, I think. Yeah. So get out there and see them.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, listen, we've been talking about a lot, and we promoted even going into the last week's show. Elena Burt was the Alabama teen competing for Miss America's teen. Bree Burrell was Miss Alabama competing for Miss America. Both of them had event wins. Bree won in the nightgown competition, evening gown competition, and Elena won in the talent competition with a ballet to a song out of the show Oklahoma. But the actual Miss America, neither of them, by the way, finished in the top five, but they both did phenomenal. I mean, they both had an amazing time, made the state very, very, very proud. Miss America, it's kind of cool for me. It was Miss Colorado, right? Her name's Maddie Marsh. She won Miss America. She graduated from the Air Force Academy, then went and got a graduate degree at Harvard, but she flies an F-16, for heaven's sakes. Yeah. Our Miss America literally flies an F-16.
Isn't that amazing?
That's pretty cool.
Hey, I tell you what else is pretty cool. One of my favorites, Whataburger. They just opened their 1,000th location. 1,000. How about that?
Holy cats.
That thing is awesome. And remember, they're building like a big flagship spot out in Vegas.
Yeah.
So they've got nothing but growth in front of them.
Pop Stroke, right? So
yeah.
That's mini golf. It's Tiger Woods concept. So it's eat, drink, putt. That's their thing. And it's, you know, bless their hearts, they just opened in Tuscaloosa, and it looks like a really, really cool venue. But most of it's outside. And so if you consider, I think they opened on Wednesday. That's the day after probably the coldest day of the year we're going to have here. So get out there, but bundle up for the moment.
Yeah. You know, when we were looking for colleges for my oldest, the University of Tampa, I bragged on
a lot.
Oh,
you love that.
I was shocked at how nice it was. And we just kind of stumbled across it when we were down on a trip down there. But they were just rated by Niche, or however you say it, as the number one best college location in Florida. And I think that's a well-deserved honor. They're right on the river, right across from downtown Tampa.
Yeah,
I mean, it is incredibly a great spot to be, and I'm still kind of sad we're not there. But
yeah, absolutely.
And then speaking of Tampa, this is my favorite name of anything this week. They're having a cigar and whiskey event down there,
sure.
So they're bringing two things together, but it's the Big Smoke Meets Whiskey Fest is April 6th. If anybody wants to smoke some high-end cigars or drink some high-end booze, this is the place to do it.
Yeah, Big Smoke Meets
Whiskey Fest. Yeah,
that's the best we could do for a name. That's good. You know, there's Oscar Mayer has the Wienermobile.
Yeah.
It's a giant hot dog, basically truck thing, van, whatever, that drives around. It's a vehicle. And they're looking for drivers. If you want to drive the Wienermobile, you can do that. It's a full-time gig. Literally, it's a one-year-long term that you drive it. But if you're interested, contact Oscar Mayer.
Well, we went over to London for our honeymoon years ago. And we were supposed to have a car to meet us at the airport and take us to the hotel. And they messed that up. So we, you know, got to the hotel by ourselves. So they got us a car for the trip back to the airport.
Yeah.
And they got us this driver, and we're talking to him on the way back. And that he had just gotten into town from Thailand. He's a British guy that lives in Thailand all year.
Nice.
And he was asking us, he's like, oh, you know, you're from America. I'm about to drive around a family. You know, it's what I do every year for 4 months. And you may know them. Do you know Oscar Mayer? And I was like, well, I don't know Oscar Mayer, but I've enjoyed their Franks for a while.
Heard of him, right?
Yeah. How about that for a job, by the way?
You just, you're in Thailand.
Yeah, just drive the family around, see what they want to do.
Good heavens. You had a story, too. I said the word pity. Wasn't that?
That's one of my favorites. But we got reservations, got the hotel to get us some reservations, but it'd been out all day and
you're
tired. And I call like, man, I don't think we're going to be able to make it. I appreciate you setting it up.
Yeah.
That was his answer. Pity.
Pity.
And doing that, that's a fun trip if you ever get to go over there just to hear the differences in the way they express themselves.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, Kansas City, they have a football team called the Chiefs, and they're still alive in the rush to the Super Bowl right now. But what's interesting, if you've ever seen, if ever watched one of their games, Arrowhead Stadium is what is now obviously some other name because of a corporate sponsor, but it has sort of a sweeping, curving roof line to it. It's sort of a pretty design, I guess, for an NFL stadium. And what's interesting is I didn't realize Charles Deaton is the architect for that. And that may not mean much to you, but if you've ever been to the state of Colorado, it would mean much to you. So you go up I-70 to get from Denver, say Denver International Airport, into Summit County, Keystone, Loveland, to get off the road, to go to Breckenridge, to get to Vail, to get to Copper Mountain, Beaver Creek, and all that. And as you're going through Genesee, you're just starting up into the foothills. When you look to the left, there's a spaceship house that's up on the left. It's been vacant, but it was in a Woody Allen movie. I think it was in a James Bond movie as well. But by golly, Charles Deaton was the architect of that spaceship house. Turns out he was the architect of Arrowhead Stadium as well.
Man, how about that? Think about stadiums. I love keeping up with like what the different cities are doing.
Oh, and, yeah.
I thought this was cool. In Spartanburg, South Carolina, they're working on a new 3,500-seat baseball stadium.
Yes.
So they got a single-A affiliate team, the Texas Rangers. But everybody's trying to, you know, redo their mostly downtowns, but or create new areas, and I think most of them have been incredibly successful.
Oh,
even
yep.
at this level.
Well,
I mean,
look at Regions Field. Yeah,
that's what I mean. Look at the development that spins off of it. But yeah, the ballpark, they said, is part of a $500 million project that they're going to add apartments, a hotel, retail offices, and a parking deck, and that is in Spartanburg's downtown, and they're trying to get that open in 2025. So that's pretty cool. But then Chattanooga is also working on one. To take the Lookouts, which they have the great I logo that I love. But
right.
Listen to this, man. They're saying the stadium is going to cost about $120 million, which sounded kind of low compared to some of this stuff that we talk about. But just a couple of years ago, this thing was budgeted at under $80 million, and they said just construction cost, material, all that has gone up, so it's $120 now. But but again, $100 million project kind of adjacent to it is already going with – it's going to – the same thing, mixed-use, office, retail, a lot of other stuff going
impact,
on.
Yeah.
But they're redoing it. This is out along the I-24 corridor there where the old U.S. pipe, you know, whatever, foundry site was.
Sure.
So, you know, everybody's trying to get a step up in what they're doing and other things. But like you said, the Regions Field here in Birmingham has been awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere these things are going.
Coors Field changed the whole dynamic of downtown Denver. Absolutely. You know, speaking of Chattanooga, you had a note in here that was really fascinating to me. So Lookout Mountain is, of course, right there in Chattanooga. And if you've ever been to Chattanooga, you've noticed there's this really curious state line conundrum where you leave the state of Alabama and for like, I don't know, 5 miles, you go into the state of Georgia and then you get into the state of Tennessee. Well, apparently right on the Georgia line around Lookout Mountain is a place called Cloudmont, right? And it's an amazing community. Actually, I was looking at it. It's an up-end residential community, but they just put a hotel in that looks a lot like a ski lodge. It's right at the top of the mountain, and I think you pointed out it was the first hotel to be built on Lookout Mountain in a long time.
Yeah, I forgot how many years.
30 years, yeah, I think it was.
That's going to be great. I mean, you know, you go through that little corner there from Chattanooga to Georgia to Alabama, and there really is. It's a beautiful area up there.
Oh, yeah.
So that's cool. I tell you what else is not cool. How about this? They're getting a new Hot Works down by Truett World headquarters in the Lakeview area. Yeah, you see?
Yeah.
And Joanne does this stuff, and it's funny, and I always make fun of her because she goes to this hot yoga stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you know, in the summer, you can go out to the garage and do those same bins and all, and it's the same thing, and you don't have to pay them. But Hot Works year-round, man, is good stuff, you know? So a lot of people do it. Frankie that works with us, Frankie Wade, he's also a Hot Works fan. So everybody be on the lookout for that in Lakeview down there. I was also going to congratulate Ron Holt and the team over at Pink Zebra Moving. It's a franchise based here in Birmingham. They're spreading out. They got 9 markets open and are planning to open another 5 in the first quarter of this year. So they got a lot of growth going on, but they're building a good thing out there. It's Pink Zebra Moving.
Yeah, that's interesting. A bunch of different moving companies out there. Of course, you know, I think it's a relatively recession-proof. People move all the time.
Yeah. Leadership Alabama is looking there for nominations for their new class. They're taking that through February the 23rd. So if anybody is looking for or you know of somebody that'd be good in that, they get leaders from around the state, expose them to different topics, you know, economic development, that kind of stuff. So Leadership Alabama is going on. Night Ranger, one of my favorite bands from the 80s, they're coming to play up in Huntsville at the VBC Mars Music Hall. That's on March 1st. Don't Tell Me You Love Me, all that stuff.
Yeah,
Sister Christian.
Sure. Sister Christian, yeah. I it's funny, I noticed that in August, I think it's August 17th, the Orion there in Huntsville, they're going to host, how about this duo, Foreigner and Styx from back in the 70s. And I just noticed
Styx has Tommy Shaw from Montgomery.
There you go. Absolutely. Yep. And I noticed this, if you're a fan of old country music, how about Clint Black? He's going to be at the Alabama Theater on January 31st, the end of this very month.
Yeah. Man, let's go to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Zeal.
Zeal Zaveri, how are you, my friend?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's a chilly one. You got your coffee with you?
Yes, sir. I'm ready to go. O. Henry's right here.
There you go, man. It's a Zeal. I'm amazed at you, man. You got your hands in so many pots around town, and I can't wait to hear, you know, how what the journey was that led you to all this. But you're doing a great job. You're involved in all kinds of
yeah. So Mel,
restaurants.
Yeah, Super so Chicks over
first
state.
And foremost, I want to appreciate you guys, and I couldn't do it without the support of all the customers and the city of Hoover, Birmingham, and all that. So, you know, all the residents, they support us all the time. So we cannot thank them enough.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Appreciate that.
Well, man, it's
so,
a...
How, go ahead, sir.
Oh, I was just going to say, like, Biscuit Belly, Five Guys.
Oh, yeah. Super Chicks. Cookie Fix.
So basically, I moved here to Birmingham to run Super Chicks, and that's what I run still day to day, the one in Hoover and Stadium Trace. And then we got an opportunity to do Biscuit Belly, which is out of Louisville, Kentucky.
And it's awesome.
The cool thing about Super Chicks is we don't have freezer in the whole place. Everything is cooked to order. And all our brands, we have no freezer in the whole restaurant.
All fresh.
Biscuit Belly, same thing. We cooked everything in the morning. Biscuits are, like, being made fresh after we open.
How did you get involved? Like, if somebody wanted to get involved with a franchise, I mean, what is your story? What led you to it? And then, like you said, you kind of are overseeing the Super Chicks, but then your partners and all these other things. How do you find the partners, or, you know, how does all of that work?
So we have our main partners. I have a partner named, we have Kumar, Rajesh. They're out of Huntsville. Arnold and Neil, they're in Birmingham. And we find a local operator who runs the day-to-day. So give you an example. I have a young lady at Super Chicks who started with me 4 years ago.
Yep.
And she was my first hire. I'm sure Brock remembers her.
Perla.
Yes, Perla. So she started with us 4 years ago, and then now when we're about to do a second Super Chicks in Greystone, and she's going to be our operating partner. So yep. She gets an opportunity to be a partner in that business and run that day-to-day.
Okay.
Yeah, she's super sharp, absolutely.
So basically, answer to your question is we find people from our system.
Okay. Well, then how did you land on the brands? Like, you know, when Biscuit Belly came out, you know, I mean, I wasn't aware of who they were, but y'all found it and opened, and then, you know, you look at it, and they're growing across the country. How did you find them?
So to be honest, brands, we travel. We travel. And being in the business, sometimes we reach out to them. If we try the food, they love it, or they reach out to us. We're about to do a pizzeria in Stadium Trace called Grimaldi's.
Yeah.
So that how that kind of circled around is we were in Destin, and we tried the pizza. We loved it. And then we reached out to them saying that, hey, would you be interested in giving us a franchise for Huntsville, Birmingham market? And they were all for it. So they came down here, saw our operation, and they were interested, and then here we are. We were about to open Grimaldi's in 5-6 months.
Yeah, and that's going to be Stadium Trace. That'll be sort of in that building with Alabama Goods, right?
That is correct, right next to Alabama Goods.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, man, we're super excited for all the coming brands.
Oh, man, you got it all covered. I mean, breakfast, pizza, yeah. I mean, all of it.
Well, I think that's the idea, right? Diversity.
That's the goal. So the next opening will be in March, and which will be Phil Sandoval Mexican Restaurant. So we are super pumped for that one.
Where's that one going to go?
That's just down Stadium Trace, right?
Go right next to Biscuit Belly.
Okay. With the challenges from hiring people and all that, what's the experience been with that? Have y'all, do you need more people, or have you had a different experience? Has it been easier to find people?
We're about to open a few new restaurants. We're on the hiring spree. We're hiring more than what we need because we know that we're going to open 3-4 restaurants in the next few months. But overall, even during COVID, we never had a big issue of people because whoever is with us, they've been with us forever.
Yeah, it's a very loyal
group. We take care of our people, and you know how everybody was experiencing a little bit of employment issue in restaurants. Of course, we had a small problem, but nothing crazy, to be very honest.
Yeah, I tell you, and I don't know what's George's last name. George is
Cortez.
Yeah, George Cortez is a team leader. He's little in stature, giant in heart. But he is such an energetic guy, everybody loves George. Everybody loves your crew. Perlo's fantastic. But you guys are not just friendly, but effective. If you ever go to Super Chicks, I mean, you will not go without being attended to. You will not go without being addressed. And I know just recently there was a health inspection. If I'm not mistaken, y'all just slammed that as well.
Right. I think that was more of a corporate visit, but everything went great. So.
Yeah, for sure. Well, now, you mentioned Phil Sandoval's, and that's a new brand name for this area here in Birmingham. Tell us a little bit about Phil Sandoval's.
A little bit background about Phil Sandoval. Phil Sandoval is in Huntsville. They have two locations in Huntsville up and running, one in University Drive, the second one in Madison, and this will be their third location.
Okay.
So it's authentic Mexican food. We're going to have everything is made in-house. We're going to have a live tortilla machine on the dining room.
Oh,
just
wow.
So that, people and kids can see how fresh tortillas are made. We're going to have a commissary, a big bar. That's going to be a nice one. We're really excited for that one. As a matter of fact, we just had our equipment come in yesterday.
Wow, that's amazing. Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio, and we are on the air with Zeal Zaveri, who's just a restaurateur, entrepreneur.
Yeah,
his fingers are involved in all kinds of different brands. Zeal took me through that Phil Sandoval, I guess it was about a month ago, when really it had just been drywalled out. Enormous kitchen, really neat sort of special events area in the back with its own little unique hallway that can serve it. But I go and go back to Stadium Trace for a minute. That is one where you all just about dominate that one. So, for example, there was a Moolah that went out of business, but y'all are about to go take over that space, right?
That is correct, and we're about to do Fry Guys.
That's right.
So we're super excited.
Hey, Zeal, let me ask you, man.
Yes, sir?
Is the focus now, since you got several of these things, in the opening stages or moving that way, Do you kind of draw back right now and get those open and get them performing, or are y'all already looking for the next thing out there, or what's the mindset?
We're looking for the next thing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
Hoover's got to be loving you guys.
This year we're gonna do the second Super Chicks, Phil Sandoval. We also are honored that we're going to do Cookie Fix.
Yes, that's right.
Which is a cookie shop out of Homewood, Cahaba Heights. Amy Jason, who's the founder, she let us do two stores in her own market, because the other stores are owned by her. But we're super excited that we got an opportunity with Cookie Fix.
Yeah, they're great.
And the ones going in right there with Biscuit Belly and Phil Sandoval and the Cake Effect, right?
Yeah, it'll be right next to Whole Scoop.
Yep, that's exactly right. And then the next one is actually going to share the old Krispy Kreme space with Super Chicks, right, on 280?
Right, so it's going to be Chicks and Fix.
Chicks and Fix, I like that.
Hey, what about, when you're going to one of these companies to franchise with them, what do you look for, I guess, in a partner? I mean, are you looking for certain systems they have, or do y'all, just look at it like, we're going to take this and do this for ourselves?
Fresh food, fresh food, and great food.
Okay.
See, the restaurant side of things, we can maneuver if we want to. We can change a little bit if we want to, since we have a little bit of experience.
Sure.
But in a brand, like, for an example, Biscuit Belly, we went there, we tried the food. Food was great. I mean, that's pretty much what we look for, and fresh food.
Yeah. I love that idea. The no freezer, that you're going to get fresh ingredients made that day. I'll go and watch these Gordon Ramsay shows and, these restaurant turnaround shows. And it's astounding to me how many people own restaurants around, frankly, the globe, who think that it's a good business model to take food from the freezer and, basically microwave it rather than prepare fresh food for your customers who are paying to eat, another one I want to mention too, we've talked about burgers, we've talked about cookies, we've talked about biscuits, we've talked about Mexican, but how about barbecue over there near the Galleria?
Oh yeah. So we just acquired Saw's Barbecue, which is, in River Chase, right next to Best Buy and Chicken Salad Chick in that corner on, Lookner Road.
Yeah, fantastic food if you go over there. And and again,
we just got awarded the best barbecue in Alabama.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And again, very good service over there as well.
What, from a growth standpoint too, I know you mentioned you got some things going on in Huntsville. Would you be looking at doing different markets, or just keep stacking up stuff here, or what's your thoughts on that?
Our hospitality group, our partners started in Huntsville. So our hospitality group, they have a big footprint in Huntsville already. if I had to guess, I think they have about 20, 30 restaurants up and running in Huntsville.
Wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, so this is kind of like the second market they were growing, and then I got here for an opportunity with Super Chicks, and then I'm here. Arnold, Neil, everybody's here.
Sure. Yeah, Arnold and Neil Sony, by the way, yeah. So I look at, you know, we actually are on this show today, will be recorded and replayed up in Huntsville next week. So there will be Huntsville listeners, you know, to this interview. So I'm excited to know the impact that you make on two of our big markets. And
Yeah, sure. In Huntsville, they started with nothing but noodles, Shalotsky's. They have all the Pie Guys in Huntsville area. They have Urban Cookhouse, Grimaldi's, Biscuit Belly. So kind of some of the brands will be similar.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
They're about to do Cookie Fix.
Oh, they're about to do it as well. Okay, good.
That is correct. So, yeah, and they have a cool, which they created their own concept, a rooftop bar called Prohibition.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man.
Okay.
We got to get up there.
You need to go with us.
Just let me know.
Yeah, I was going to say, we need to go watch a Trash Pandas game and eat at one of your places.
Yeah.
Exactly. And actually, Prohibition is right next to it.
Well, there you go. Perfect.
It's all now.
Right there.
It is absolutely. Right there. Well, hey, Zeal, we got to wrap up. What would you like to say in closing to get everybody out to your place?
Well, please try us out, and we appreciate the support. Thank you so much. And thank you guys for letting me join the radio.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for coming on. And Deal, I'll see you soon there at Super Chicks and O'Henry's Coffee.
Say, maybe later today.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Probably. Yes, sir.
All right, man. Well, take care. Thanks so much for being on the show with us.
Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
See ya.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Zeal Zaveri, restaurateur, entrepreneur, good friend of mine, just a fantastic
really nice guy.
I really think a lot of Zeal. Of course, you met him as well when we went to the friends and family there for Biscuit Belly. Just a real dynamic guy, real dynamic group of investors. I just think an awful lot of all of them. But how neat that they're getting their fingers into all these different brands and just creating
this amazing diversity
in their portfolio.
They got a ton going on, and it's great to see them still you know, having success and being excited to bring even more brands to the area and all, I think it's great. But I'm Tony Truitt with Truitt Insurance and Bonding. And if we can help you with your business insurance, we'd love to do it. Work with a lot of business owners all over the state. We got other offices down Daphne, kind of near Mobile, and in Tallahassee, kind of near Montgomery, here in Birmingham. So we travel all over, particularly working with contractors on their bonds and stuff. But if we can help you with any of your business stuff, we'd love to do it. And also do home and auto. So bring it on, Truitt Insurance and Bonding.
Do it with Truitt.
I don't know if you noticed this, Brock, but there's been a lot of movement in the football coaching world.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
No.
Kind of part of it, the fallout and now new opportunities, but the South Alabama coach.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've had Joe Bonner on with us before.
Yeah,
he's
for
the
sure.
University president down
One of
there.
My favorite guests.
Oh, he was awesome. We really need to get him back. But their coach, who had things rolling at South Alabama, though, had the opportunity. He's going on to Alabama, University of Alabama.
Yeah.
As their, I think, defensive coordinator.
Sure.
But then Major Applewhite, who was at Alabama years ago when Nick Saban first got there.
Sure.
He's their offensive coordinator. He's been elevated to now the head coach, and I bet he does a great job at South Alabama. You know, it's amazing. And then John Sumrall, who was at Troy, he's at Tulane, and I don't know if you've kept up with that, but he's, like, racking up big wins on the recruiting trail down there
crazy?
And transfers in.
Yeah.
And I don't remember all the coaching stuff really kind of going this direction this late, I guess, but maybe it did.
Well, it's crazy how dynamic the college football world is, right? So you've got all these changes in the coaching and, you know, frankly, there has been big coaching carousels before, but you know, with Coach Saban having left Alabama, I guess it touches this area in terms of big vacancies and all the domino effect from that.
Say,
right?
Just that by itself has changed.
Oh, for sure.
How many colleges now?
Oh,
five.
Yeah, sure. Right. Because San Jose State's got to get filled and, this is interesting. Big Spoon Creamery, they're friends of mine, and they're doing a tribute to Coach Saban, right? It's a limited flavor. It's called
That's
Breakfast
great.
Of a Champion.
Yeah.
And it's this weekend only, so you got to get it this weekend. Either,
I didn't know that was going on.
Either Avondale or Homewood, but it honors his affinity, Coach Saban's affinity for coffee and an oatmeal pie. So they've layered a Juno coffee ice cream, Tony. How about that? Juno coffee ice cream's the base. buttercream ice cream is mixed in with it, and then they've crumbled in a bunch of homemade oatmeal cookies. It's called Breakfast of a Champion. You can get it this weekend at Big Spoon Creamery.
I don't think we can let the day pass without saying happy birthday to Dolly Parton. No. Hers was earlier this week. I think may have been yesterday. But again, I'm amazed at the businesswoman that she is and the things that are going on with her, but that's great. And then Brock, I don't know if you saw this, but I found this interesting. Anyway, the Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh yeah.
They estimate there's approximately 10,100,000 wood stoves in operation across the U.S. And that 65% of those though are old, inefficient, and possibly dangerous. Just to give everybody with one something to worry about.
With all due respect, with the EPA, breathing might be dangerous for them. But yeah, I came across something really cool. Rickwood Field, I follow their IG account, and they had a really neat vintage poster. And it said, believe it or not, this is from 1940. Believe it or not, Birmingham will see Major League Baseball. The NL champs Reds will take on the AL runner-up Boston Red Sox on March 31st back in 1940. And you could get tickets, Tony. In the bleachers, 75 cents. Reserve box seats, twice the price. At $1.50, the Reds had MVP for 39, Bucky Walters in the NL, NL MVP for 38, Ernie Lombardi. Plus, I thought this was interesting, the two, right? So they had the $50,000 rookie Vince DiMaggio, right? Well, the Red Sox had 1938 AL MVP Jimmy Fox plus Ted Williams, and then they had $75,000 rookie Dominic DiMaggio. So the DiMaggio, I mean, these are two guys that aren't Joe DiMaggio, I don't think, or was Vince Joe? I mean, this is not them. The DiMaggios were evidently a pretty good baseball family.
Yeah. Hey, anybody that's got basically $4.7 million laying around,
sure.
Tim James Jr., they just listed the Ocmulgee Creek Farm in Dallas County.
Ooh.
Now, you get 450 acres.
Thing,
but there's an adjacent 525 acres that you could add to this if you wanted to. But it's got a really nice 9,800 square foot home on it, several barns and storage buildings, three tenant houses, three deep wells, and two artesian wells. Great hunting and fenced pastures for horses and cattle, a pecan orchard. So if any of that falls in your budget and that's something that you want to get, you can contact him at johnkohler.com.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
How about that, man? I would like to have Ocmulgee Creek.
Yeah, I'd like to have that too. Icon of the Seas, largest cruise ship in the entire world. Royal Caribbean owns it. It just came into port at Miami for its maiden voyage that will take place on January 27th. I actually posted about it coming into port there in Miami, and by golly, they shared our post, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that is kind of cool.
But this thing is 20 decks tall, 8 neighborhoods, 40 different bar and food locations, 2,805 cabins, of which 179 are suites. There's like this 5-story inside open courtyard, basically called Central Park, where you have balconies that sort of open inside to like sort of a green area on the ship. Unbelievable. There's an ultimate family townhouse on this, right? The ultimate suite. Three levels, Tony. 1,772 square feet, which is the equivalent of about 11 regular cabins. 750 feet of balcony and backyard space. Has its own cinema, an interior slide to go between levels, and a private entrance to the surfside area of the ship. Wonder what that joker costs.
Man, I don't know. I saw Emeril Lagasse,
chef.
He's got a new restaurant opening up in New Orleans. This will be their fifth concept there in that area, but 34 Restaurant and Bar. It's his first Portuguese restaurant, which gives a look back to his roots and how he got into the business. But it's going to be in the Warehouse District opening up this spring, so everybody check that out. And it's going to have a Hyamon Bar, which is ham. I guess that's how you say
it. How about that? What's it called, 34 or something?
34 Restaurant and Bar, Inc.
Good grief. Portuguese concept. Yeah. How about him? He just sort of owns that New Orleans area, doesn't he? Hey, there's some construction conventions coming up. Construction conventions. ABC has their national convention in the middle of March, March 13th through the 15th in Kissimmee, Florida, just outside of Orlando. AGC of America has theirs about a week later, 319 through 322 in San Diego, one of your favorite cities.
I would like
cities.
To do that one.
And then I thought this one's really interesting just because of what's happening in this area of construction. World of Modular. So the modular home builders. That's from March 18th through the 21st in Las Vegas.
Attendees, we need to hit all these.
Yeah, attendees have the opportunity to connect directly with modular builders and professionals from around the world. That really is a fascinating area of construction to me.
Oh, it's changing so much. But, hey, let's go back to the Truett Insurance and Bonding Hotline and talk with Mayor Mark Saliba of Dothan, Alabama.
The Circle City.
Mayor,
hello.
Are you with us?
I am there. I am here. Good morning.
Well, hey, man, appreciate you being up early and jumping on the show with us. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. When I got plugged in, all I heard about was food and construction. It's two of my favorite topics.
Well, I tell you,
there's a lot of it going on down there.
You got plenty of it. I saw where you got the walk-ons is coming in, and there was another one I was reading about. I can't remember what it is right now, but tell us all about what you have happening. I'm a big Dothan fan.
Oh, for sure.
And really the growth over the past, I don't know, 30 years down there has been tremendous. So, man, fill us in on what's happening right now.
Yeah, we are blessed, and there's a lot of awesome things going on. But I have to mention that first off that we were, again, ranked number 7 in the nation for – top inbound cities where people were moving in versus moving out in the nation. So we're proud of that, and that's the second year in a row we made that list.
But wow.
Yes, we had a groundbreaking Tuesday morning with icicles hanging from our noses and ears on our first phase of our city center project, which was to our a renovation in addition to our Dothan Opera House.
Yeah,
109-year-old facility that we all love down here, and we wanted to kind of get it all back in great shape. And then
Brassfield and Gorey's building that.
Yeah,
they sure are, and we're tickled to death with our partnership with them, and looking forward to getting that done in about a year and a half. So it's the first phase of our big city center project.
Well, that's fantastic. It's interesting to me what all goes on down there in Dothan. You do have sort of the, you know, I call it the Circle City, there's the bypass, and forever there's been just great development along there. It's neat to see it happening in the city. One of the things, you may or may not know this, but for about 11 seasons, I was the PA announcer, the stadium announcer for Troy football. And I note that there was a really good relationship between Dothan and Troy, not the least of which is a satellite campus there.
Absolutely. We consider Troy being one of our, community assets, and we have a great relationship with Chancellor Hawkins and all of his deans there at the university. And so we're glad that they are close and a part of who we are.
Well, you got so much. You mentioned food earlier. I mean, all of you get great places. One of my favorites, Conestoga's down there, but Blue Plate and Hunt's and a lot of great local places. And then just shopping, one of my favorite stores in the state is Steve Brannan's men's clothing store down there. Has a great place. So how about just from a retail and food standpoint, what's kind of coming and going?
Well, most people don't realize that, where we are tucked away down here in the southeast corner, if you drop a pin in our circle and go about 50 miles out in all directions, there are about 450,000 people that come here to shop,
wow,
work, and or health care. So, yes, we have to have a lot of – we have 450 food service establishments, as they call them. And so, yeah, we have plenty of places to eat and lots of places to shop. And so we're excited about all of those things that are going on. And did want to mention our second project in that downtown – in the downtown revitalization effort is our Wiregrass Innovation Center, a 45,000-square-foot building that is going to house the Hudson Alpha Wiregrass in 30,000 square feet of it. So we're excited about that as well, and that's going to kick off in about a few months.
Folks, you're listening to Truett News Radio. We are on the air with Mark Saliba, the mayor of Dothan. And it's interesting what you pointed out, how there's so many people in that radius. I have a friend who was in Lubbock, Texas, and you found that was basically the hub of the West Texas Plains. You are, in so many words then, the hub of sort of Southwest.
You get a great corner down there.
Yeah, you're the hub of that corner, even popping down, I'm sure, into Florida and over into parts of Georgia. Talk a little bit about that. And also, how did you even have an interest in becoming a mayor of that city?
Yeah, well, to our geographic location first, yes, we're the largest city within 100 miles in any direction. And so, yeah, that kind of puts us as the metropolitan city for the whole area. And but we're from time to time we've thought that was we were tucked away so far that people in the state would forget about us, but we have done well. We got a lot of really entrepreneurial and innovative folks, and it really has turned out to be a kind of a blessing for us to be where we are. My father was mayor Back, started in 1989, served 8 years then. And
it's so in the blood.
Grew up, yeah, with those in those times, just learning about municipal government from him.
Well, Art, you're in the home building business too, isn't that correct?
That's correct. That's why when I turned it on, y'all were talking about construction and food. Yeah. That's like, hey, speaking my language.
Well, how's that going? You know, in the Dothan area down there, are you seeing a lot of new neighborhoods or you know, investment, or is that cooled off because of rates? What are you kind of seeing from that side?
Well, yeah, we have seen a slowdown in residential construction. I have been a big part of the Home Builders Association of the state of Alabama for a long time, nearly 30 years, and across the state we're seeing, you know, where it has slowed down to some degree. Now, of course, there's always some hot spots in the state, but I think by and by, with the interest rates being like they are, everything has kind of cooled off, but we're still holding steady, and we're hoping for some of those rate, you know, hikes to start coming back down in this first quarter, second quarter of this year, and kind of make sure that we can keep everybody working.
Mark, one of the things I guess I'm thinking about is, you know, you've accomplished so much as a community. What, as we look forward, say a 5-year plan, I mean, what's that look like for the city of Dothan?
Well, we are, a matter of fact, we're about to start our city commission's long-term planning real soon, and so we look 6 years out on all of our capital projects, and you know, one of the big things that we did was collaborating with Hudson Alpha Institute for Biotechnology out of Huntsville to create a similar model or ecosystem based off of what they do down here, and so we're going to continue to, you know, focus on that. Of course, agriculture is a huge part of who we are down here.
Sure.
And so with the peanut and with so many other crops and poultry, and we're going to continue to work on that innovation center and see who all we can attract in there. It's one of the things that, if you know about Hudson Alpha Institute and Biotechnology in Huntsville, they have created over like almost 50 different companies there now working off of, you know, biogenomics and the DNA research and DNA, and so we're going to focus a lot on that. We'll focus on our downtown project, and which has a big eye out for the arts and culture. We want to make sure we have a great public space where someone can park in the downtown area,
sure.
Eat, see a skit, see someone playing music, and have all kinds of entertainment.
Well, it really is just a ton of positive energy that, like I said, has been building for, I mean, several decades down there. And I just think you're going to see more and more of it. And y'all are doing a great job with it. One of the things, I keep circling back to food, man. I was heartbroken when I finally realized that Zach's had a fire down there. What is there a status on getting Zach's back in business?
Yeah, it's one of the great meat and threes in the Wiregrass area, Zach's, and they are, matter of fact, they've just completed getting their plans drawn, and they're ready to rebuild, and we're excited about that as well. And you know, there's always some of those favorite places, and Zach's has always been one of those. My father used to go every Thursday with about a group of three or four men, and they would eat and then go have a little ice cream and kind of tour around the city and call us younger folks and tell us what we need to be doing better in our job.
That's great.
That was the seminar of the that was a seminar of the OGs, right? The folks out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What do we need to tell our kids?
Waiting for that call from Mr. Watson and my dad and Wallace Malone and some of them. So, yeah.
Wow.
You know, talking about construction, there's a lot of good construction firms located down there. And we had Bo Benton on with LBA Hospitality. You know, a big hotel group is located there. And it just seems, I mean, not only are things happening immediately in Dothan, but you also have a lot of companies that are doing work, you know,
expanding out.
And bringing stuff. Is there, I guess, any kind of program trying to attract, you know, more business to be headquartered there, or more people just moving there and then starting businesses, or what's that like? What's that experience?
Well, we have a great relationship. We think we have one of the best economic developers in Matt Parker, who works at the Chamber of Commerce there. And so we're constantly, searching for those that can come here that makes sense for them to be here. You know, we have certain things that we can offer in the Wiregrass area. And we have to think regionally. We always have. So when you do look at Dothan, we help those smaller cities that are around us. We may work on, attracting, something to Abbeville with Yellowwood and Mr. Rain's businesses up there.
Yep. Sure, sure.
And so it could be something that we're doing in Geneva or Slocum or Ashford. So we are always working on our, I think last year, we had over $400 million worth of capital infusion coming from economic development.
God, that's great.
Well, and that makes sense, right? Because if those surrounding communities are growing and if they're benefiting and prosperous, to your point, you're the hub through which they're going to do so much of their daily activities and shopping.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got to wrap up and run, but is there anything that you'd like to get out there before we let you go?
No, I just want to say thanks for letting us be able to talk with you today. And, we're excited about the new year and kind of seeing what's going to happen when the state legislature kind of kicks in. But we're excited about being a part of the state of Alabama and contributing however we can in our corner of the world.
Well, man, keep doing what you're doing. Y'all are doing a great job.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, the two of you. And y'all have a blessed day.
All right. Yeah. Take care. See ya.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.
That's Mark Saliba, the mayor of Dothan, the Circle City. And, it's interesting. I mean, literally from the top of the state to the bottom, just all kinds of great activity
and
growth.
People doing good stuff out there for sure. And that's one of the – I guess it's really what this show is. We're trying to give everybody a pat on the back who's out there doing good.
Because
there is a ton of good positive momentum happening. And, and not just in Alabama, I mean, really everywhere, but it's great to be able to sort of have a platform where you can celebrate folks and
applaud
and
good efforts.
And get the word out of what they're doing anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But, Brock, how about this, man? I saw a report the other day. This, is, I guess, was the latest information, but this was staggering to me. I don't know why. But players in Las Vegas on the Strip, just in the Strip hotels, they bet $25.8 billion on table games. That isn't even slots, man.
Wow.
This is in 2022. Was the latest information out, but is that not staggering?
Yeah, that really is staggering. I thought this was interesting. Construction Dive pointed out that there's a nuclear power plant that's about to go online over in Waynesboro, Georgia. Bechtel out of Virginia, they're expected to pass a major threshold with this $30 billion nuclear power plant in Waynesboro. It's going to be Unit 4 of Plant Vogtle. It's a Georgia Power of the Southern Company. Should start generating power in the next couple of months. And at that point, it will be the largest generator of clean energy in the U.S. Now, Unit 3 over there went online back in July. That Unit 3 by itself, right, the Unit 4 will be bigger. Unit 3 powers about 500,000 homes and businesses and was the first nuclear unit in the U.S. in the last 30 years. So interesting what's going on across the state line.
We gave a shout-out last week. I can't remember the young lady's name that scored 2,000 points at Horseshoe Bend.
Yeah, right.
But I saw another one, Edgewood Academy, Lindsay Brown. She scored her 2,000th point here recently. But listen to this. She signed up. She's an SEC signee in volleyball. So I wasn't sure what school, but she's going to be playing college volleyball. But she's had 9 state championships across 3 sports in her high school career.
Yeah.
How great is that?
Good grief. She's good.
Yeah. Lindsay Brown. And also, I wanted to say, I thought this was great, man. Back in January 1975, you know what came on the air?
What's that?
Wheel of Fortune with Chuck Woolery as the host, not Pat Sajak. And I remember Chuck Woolery doing it.
Yep,
and then
yep.
Susan Stafford was the original letter flipper on the show.
I actually looked her up. I don't recognize her.
I don't remember.
That was 49 years ago. Hey, I took a deep dive into SI. There was a cover in 1970, January 19th. Lynn Dawson was under center. The center's helmet's all messed up.
It looks like on the sidelines.
Yeah, it says Lynn Dawson, engineer, super chief upset. The article was called Wham Bam Stram, and Dawson ended up going 12 of 17 for 142 yards. The point being just how football has changed, right? Lynn Dawson is celebrated. He threw all of 17 passes that game.
Jim and Nick's, they're about to open their 46th location. This one's going to be in Statesboro, Georgia. This is the first of 9 new locations they're planning to open in 2024.
Oh, good.
How about
grief.
That? And they started right here in Birmingham.
I thought this was interesting. Going back to that Sports Illustrated, there was an ad for the Datsun 2, right? The 2.
Nice.
It was a 2-door, 5-seater sedan. And how about this? 96 horsepower engine, revs free and breathes easy, Tony.
Hey,
you
I
can
like
get it.
It
for $1,935. I hear music.
Yeah, it's time to go. I'm Tony Truitt, Truitt Insurance and Bonding.
Yeah.
Send us some business.
I'm Brock Murphy with Brock G. Murphy Law Firm. Love to help you out if you're a small business. Tony, did you know?
Did you know apparently the film Armageddon is so scientifically inaccurate that NASA uses it as a test for their management training program?
I did not know that. Did you know tiger stripes run skin deep? It's not just the fur. The skin of a tiger is striped as well.
Did you know there's an estimated 36 million deer in the U.S.?
No, I did not. Did you know cephalopods are probably all colorblind, which makes their ability to vanish into backgrounds even more fascinating? The color changing is probably not willfully controlled. Their skin probably acts sort of like an eye to blend.
Did you know on a trip to Los Angeles a while back, Dolly Parton thought it would be fun to enter a Dolly Parton look-alike contest at a local bar where she lost?
Oh, kind of like Mick Jagger last year at the height of his power, Napoleon often dressed as a lower class bourgeoisie to wander the streets of Paris and ask the man on the street what they thought of him.
Did you know it'd take about 150 years to drive to the sun?
I did not know this. Good grief. You're just driving.
Yeah, well, everybody, come back and join us next week on Truitt News Radio.
Yeah, absolutely. Check us out on all the social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook. Check us out at truittnewsradio.com. Alabama, we'll see.